Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Why work harder when you can work smarter? I mean, we're all looking for ways to make work and life just a little bit easier. Enter the Ford F-150 truck. It helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. Have you seen the Pro Access tailgate? It improves access to the bed and cargo, which makes it easier to load in tight spaces. Think about the time and hassle you'll save with that feature alone. And I haven't even mentioned the mobile power source, Pro Power On Board. You can power up to 7.2 kilowatts outside your F-150. You're already thinking about all the ways you can put that to use, aren't you? See, I told you, smarter. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is me.
All right, welcome to Talk is Jericho. It's the pod of thunder and rock and roll. And guess what? WrestleMania 34 is here this Sunday at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans. The card is stacked. 11 championships will be decided when all is said and done come Sunday night in this special episode of Talk is Jericho. I'm here with my good friend Jack Slay. Jack is from?
I'm from England.
He is from England. Yeah. We're going to be previewing the card and the matches, predicting what might happen and who will be left standing at the end of the night. All right, let's get to the WrestleMania preview with Jack Slade right here on Talk is Jericho.
Have you ever opened a bottle of GG before?
You don't need to do it for me.
You pull it off. You're the...
You want to go first?
Yeah, please.
No more than that, is it?
That's good for now. You know, it's funny. I always said that I wish I could have Brad Armstrong around in the dressing room at all times just for laughs, even if he didn't do anything. That's pretty much sometimes what your job is here, Jack, is just to hang out and provide the laughs.
You know, I don't mind that. I think that's a pretty good job to have.
With your slightly confused English accent?
I mean, it's not intentionally confused. It's just the way it sounds.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I'm not always confused.
Very very daintily putting the ice into the glass there.
Would you like some ice?
I have some ice. It's good. As we pour ourselves a yeah boy here to do... we're going to call this probably the worst WrestleMania prediction show.
Well, hold on then.
Maybe. If you want actual details and that sort of thing, I'm sure Dave Meltzer will do a great one. Jim Ross will probably be awesome. Austin... This will not be a great WrestleMania prediction.
Is that
show.
A slight on me, or
I think it's kind of more just on both of us being slightly confused as to what's going on.
Got it.
But I'm here with Jack Slade, who is not from Cleveland, which is where we are right now. Jack is actually from England.
I am indeed. Great to meet you, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
It's your first time you've ever actually been on the podcast.
It is, yeah.
Your dad has been on. Chris Slade is the drummer for AC/DC, which you brokered the deal. You might have actually even been there when Chris
was
on.
I was in the room, actually, yeah.
You're on that time. But now you're actually here for yourself and yourself only. And I wanted to do a WrestleMania prediction show for the big show coming up this Sunday. And didn't really have anybody else on the bus that's a wrestling fan. To be honest.
So it was sort of a case of like you just couldn't find anyone cheaper.
Well, anyone cheaper. In more ways than one. Talk about just a cheap son of a bitch here on the road.
Well,
you know, you did get a $25 tip today, which was good.
Yeah, it's because I combed your hair very nicely.
You did really nice, exactly. So it's really exciting because, like I said, I've known you for a while. You are, of course, now I'm trying to pull up all this information and nothing's coming up.
About me?
But yeah, exactly. What exactly is it you say you do? So you are the resident wrestling fan here on the Fozzie Bus. We're on tour right now. We're in Cleveland on the Judas Rising tour. It's been an excellent tour, I'd say.
It has, yeah.
And Jack, just quickly before we get into it, so people know exactly who the heck you are. What exactly is it that you do here on the Fozzie tour?
I guess the easiest way to label my job would be stage manager, mm-hmm. maybe production manager as well. But
yeah, yeah. Those are both right, yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of, if you have come to any of the shows on this tour so far, you would have seen a skinny English guy with a hat walk around with a weird bounce, putting waters and towels and set lists and things like that. And also making sure you don't die.
Right.
Which is, I mean, it's good for the show.
Well, yeah. You know, people throwing knives at me and stuff.
It does happen.
It can happen. You know, poison getting sent to the dressing room.
Yes, all the time.
You have to sample it first.
I have to sample, and that's why I'm so skinny. It's not lethal poison. It just sheds weight.
So what is the hardest part of your job on a daily basis?
You know what? Actually, the actual work with you guys is very easy and straightforward. I'd say the hardest part is waking up. And that's not a joke. I mean, it's everything else is really
and getting out of bed without hurting yourself.
That's a difficulty. I have hit my head several times on a DVD player.
Can you tell us the one time when you blew out a lung by standing up?
I can. Yeah. So one time I stood up, my lung collapsed, and I thought it was gas. True story. And
what do you mean you stood up and your lung collapsed?
Well, okay, so I don't know whether it happened at that moment, but it was. I stood up and I noticed that something was wrong, and I was actually due to fly to LA the next morning, and I canceled the flight, and turns out my lung burst. And
you stood up too quickly?
I guess. Yeah, just sort of way too quick. I was so excited.
You gotta watch that standing up quickly.
So you'll be able to grasp this, being the fan of the chicken that you are.
Yes.
I was due to go to Nando's that night.
Okay, love Nando's.
Right. So if Nando's are listening, you know, black card.
You're trying to get me a Nando's endorsement, which hasn't been working out for me.
Well, you know, I just need to try harder.
Well, yeah, maybe, yeah, or just not like blow out your lung when you're talking about Nando's. Are you blaming it on Nando's that you blew out your lung?
No, absolutely not. In fact, okay. Nando's comforted me. I sat in the booth, and I mean, you're looking at me right now, but the people can't see me. You know, I was kind of sitting in the booth with my arm up just so I could breathe, and I was cutting the chicken like this.
Stood up, yeah.
Absolutely true story. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's okay.
And that's me.
And speaking of durability, we're talking about pro wrestling with some very durable athletes. And what is your background? I mean, I know you're a wrestling fan. You've pretty much told me that before. I've got you tickets for shows.
You have, and I still appreciate that very much. So,
and where did your interest in wrestling begin?
I was about 3 or 4 years old, and it was a case of I saw it on the TV and just was hooked from then. And I'll never look back.
Who were your favorites back in those days?
So at that point, Bret Hart. Then it moved into Shawn Michaels. And then Steve Austin. And then going out, you know, into different eras, you know.
Sure.
You know, so I guess the modern era. I'm a big CM Punk fan.
Okay.
You know, obviously yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I have to say that because I'm your boss now.
I do have to say that, yeah. You know.
How old are you? I never asked. Are you 20s or 30s?
I'm 30 on the dot.
30 on the dot.
Yeah.
So when we first met, you were like 23?
Yeah, 23.
Seven years ago.
Yeah.
Wow, exactly. Wow.
Yeah.
So, and do you have any friends that are wrestlers in the United States by chance?
Oh, you know, I do. There's a friend of mine that's a wrestler. She's now a wrestler. Candice LeRae is the correct pronunciation. No, LeRae. Candice LeRae.
And she's your friend that's a wrestler.
She's a friend that's a wrestler. Yeah, yeah.
And why we laugh with this is because every time you mention it, I have this friend that's a wrestler called Candice LeRae. Like, I know. You talk about it all the time. How do you know Candice LeRae? Big shout out to Candice, who's now NXT superstar.
Yeah, she's doing very well right now. Yeah. You know what? Actually, I met her at the Whiskey at a Fozzy show.
Really?
Yes.
She was at a Fozzy show?
Yeah, at the Whiskey.
By herself?
With Marty Elias.
There you go, there's the connection.
Exactly.
So was that
that would have been 2011 because I was there for the NAMM
show. The NAMM
show, yes,
where ZO2 played with us that
yes
night.
That's right. Yes.
Oh, interesting. Cool. So you've seen your friend Candice LeRae grow throughout the years to now she's actually in NXT.
Yeah.
And she might even appear on one of the matches that we're about to discuss. We're discussing WrestleMania 34. Jack, have you seen WrestleManias before?
I've seen a few, yes.
No.
Yeah, in fact, the first one, Jim Ross wore a toga. So there you go.
Oh, Jim Ross wore a toga.
Yeah, WrestleMania 9. So, you know, Vegas.
Can't get any bigger than that.
I don't remember anything else but that. I mean, obviously, I've seen the matches since, but
sure.
My memory of that is Tatoga.
That's very
because I was a kid then. Yeah.
And do you still watch wrestling quite a bit now?
Yeah, when I can. Yeah,
sure. We've been on the road for the last 4 or 5 weeks, so exactly. We haven't really seen a lot of.
Well,
wrestling.
Even then, even before this run, we were in Europe.
That's true. So, we've been going pretty much since May.
Yeah.
And you came on with us for the Hardcore Superstar run.
Correct. So that was October of 17.
So so we've been going quite steady. So when you're on the road, a lot of people say, did you just watch this or watch that? Like, we don't even know what day it is. I thought it was Sunday today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it turns out there's Monday Night Raw. So we
that makes sense.
There's a Monday Night Raw that we didn't see, we'll be honest.
Nope.
This is the worst WrestleMania prediction show, it preview. But we read about it.
We have read about it, yes.
And so I'm not sure if you even read about it, but I read about it.
I read about it on my flight back to the States last week.
Well, that was last week's Raw. There was a Raw.
That was last week's Raw, so I've now had to briefly catch up.
Oh, but there's a Raw that just happened already.
You were on stage.
Right.
I was next to the stage.
Right.
Still, either way, I didn't watch it.
But it's the hard part. We have to take off my lighted jacket and then hand me the steam gun.
The steam gun.
That's a little bit of a hard part.
Yeah, I had to be careful not to burst a lung during that. But
okay, so WrestleMania 34, and here's a little known fact for you guys, and this is going to be a good one because it's the worst WrestleMania preview show. But you got one guy who's inside,
yes,
and one who's inside looking out, and you're outside looking in, so there'll be different perspectives. So,
which is another reason why I feel that the Valkyrie is helping with this, because it's it's kind of intimidating. You know, it's knowing that obviously you are, been in the business for a while.
Right.
To be able to discuss that as an outsider, it is kind of intimidating in a way.
10 years ago, this would never have happened. An outsider could never discuss with an insider.
Yes.
You know, you both have to be inside or both have to be outside. Speaking of which, how's your mom? I don't know what that was. Really
I'm sure she's fine. I haven't spoken to her today, but...
Okay, so WrestleMania 34, but if you see on the poster, as we're looking, is a nice little fleur de lis, or whatever they call it,
fleur de lis.
Ooh, yeah. There you go. I thought I was the Canadian one. It just says WrestleMania on it. You want to know why?
I do, actually. I didn't know this.
Oh, you don't know why? Okay.
No.
The reason why, and everybody at home, is that Vince does not like the numbers after the WrestleMania because he feels like it dates it.
That makes sense.
And he also, you're not allowed to call it the granddaddy of them all anymore because he feels that that makes it seem old.
Okay.
So, Super Bowl 75, he does not like the number. So you can never refer to it as WrestleMania 34. You just refer to it as WrestleMania.
Got it.
One of those classic Vince McMahon quirks.
Absolutely.
This year's WrestleMania, whatever number it is at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana. Now, I believe that there was a WrestleMania that was just held there a few years ago, but I wasn't in that one either. But for anybody who wants to know any Superdome trivia, I just saw you two there this past summer.
Very good.
So it was a fine facility. Have you ever been to the New Orleans Superdome?
I have not. No. Okay. How was Bono?
I didn't actually get the chance to say hi to him.
Perfect.
But I stood next to a giant picture of him in VIP.
It's close enough.
Which, our VIP, you get to hang out with us and take pictures. Their VIP, you get to hang out and take pictures with giant pictures of them.
Right.
Not the real guys.
I mean, I guess because they're quite short, they have to...
Yeah, they overcompensate with the giant, and plus they just can't be bothered to show up for VIP. Let's be honest, they did have a nice buffet, open bar, and okay. you get a prize bag.
A prize bag?
Yeah.
What's in a prize bag?
A book
of
the Joshua Tree. It's the Joshua Tree book, a backstage pass which you can't get backstage with, and
it's just a pass.
Yeah, and a couple of souvenir tickets.
Good.
And that was all that, plus a decent seat for like $500 or something.
Okay, so, that's a steal.
Very much so. So that's what I saw at the Mercedes-Benz Dome. Uh-huh. I did not see the last WrestleMania, but that's what WrestleMania is this year. So it's very exciting. I will say this, that I do have a tradition for my WrestleMania experiences, and I was there last year in Orlando.
Yes.
Where I go out on the giant stage before, and Vince is always out there, and I always say to Vince, hey, you created this. Congratulations. And he always gets super embarrassed. I never created anything. We created this together. And I always say, just take a deep breath.
Excuse me. Like that.
Yeah, so that was method acting. Thank you. little Strasburg technique there. And I want just to take a deep breath and just enjoy this moment. You know, like, this is the WrestleMania. 34 years ago, you started this. And he always rah, rah, then, you know, and then I walk away and I can always see him kind of looking around. There's one time in particular, a few years ago in Dallas, I think, he just was like, yeah, this is pretty cool. So, and all the matches and angles are ready. This year, there's a few theme songs. Celebrate by Kid Rock is one. And New Orleans, but Kid Rock is a hog. He's got two freaking theme songs. Along with Devil by Shinedown.
Oh, good track.
Longtime WWE friends.
Yes.
And Let the Good Times Roll by Freddie King.
Okay.
Old blues guy.
Yep.
I believe he died in 1987. He died in 1976. I was way off.
That was, it was very close.
Very close.
The numbers were almost there.
And it is presented by Snickers and Rocket League.
Rocket League is a very good game.
Is it a game?
So I am a gamer as well.
Okay.
Rocket League, you basically drive little cars and try and play football. Or to the...
Not really selling this to me, Jack. What is
it? It's very fun. You wear a lot, you know, like the cars have hats.
Oh. Are they funny hats?
They are, actually.
So the cars have funny hats?
Yeah, and apparently for April Fool's, which was yesterday, the hats were giant.
Oh, those wacky people at Rocket League, which is, you said, a vehicular soccer video game developed and published by Psyonix. So if you want to go check that out and thank them. And Snickers, of course, is a chocolate bar. So there we go. Mercedes-Benz, New Orleans, and we are ready to get into it.
Let's do it.
I mean, maybe we should see if there's any other little tickets on sale November 17th, costing $35 to $2,000.
Ooh.
A little bit expensive, but I would assume those are ringside.
I would assume so, but it's, you know, you pay for the experience.
Have you ever sat ringside at a WWE show?
I have not.
Okay,
actually,
so the tickets I get you are shit.
No, they're actually great. They're by the hard camera, so you get a great view. But you know, in fact, it could be better than ringside in some ways because you actually can see everything.
Yeah, you're right up close to ringside. It's a little bit too close.
Yeah,
you can get traveling packages for $1,100 to $8,500. Jeez Louise.
Where are you flying from? The Philippines?
I guess that's like a whole package. Yeah, right. Good call. But there's access, tailgate event featuring appearances from Ric Flair and Alundra Blaze.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. American duo Chloe and Hall will perform America the Beautiful. Hall and Nash were not available, but Chloe and Hall were. So that's good. They always have that. Vince does not like the American national anthem either.
He doesn't like it?
Nope.
Is there a reason for this?
He feels that America the Beautiful is the epitome of America's songs. That's why for every WrestleMania...
Fair enough.
It's always America the Beautiful. So you guys are getting a lot of... So this is supposed to be the worst preview?
I already think this is the best.
I think
we can end this now.
We probably should. But we won't.
No.
We still have matches to do. We're just kind of going through Wikipedia here, looking for any tidbits, and it's a lot of shit. So we're just going to get right to the match. Oh, my God. Right to the match.
What was the oh, my God for?
Well, because I got caught down the wormhole. I was trying to get fancy, and then I just ended up missing everything. But here I am. I'm back on track. Jack, can you sing a quick song?
I'm so fancy. You already know. Just trying to, you know, link it to what you said. I don't know what the rest of the lyrics are.
You nailed it. Okay, so thanks. We're gonna start off, and we don't know the exact order of these matches. I don't have any secret information.
Yes. Now I actually get this a lot. I don't know. I haven't told you this. I actually do get a lot of, you know, people that know that I work with the band, and they go, "Oh, you know, you must know what Jericho's up to." And I mean, I don't.
Right.
You don't tell me anything.
Well, and here's the funny
thing. That's a disclaimer.
Funny thing, too. Because it doesn't matter what I say or do. Everyone thinks that I'm lying.
Yes.
So when we were in Paris with Steel Panther a couple months ago, it was the day of the Royal Rumble. And I took a picture in the theater and said, "Here we're in Paris, beautiful theater. First day of the tour, snap, post it." Oh, that's obviously Photoshop. It's a lie.
Yeah.
He's really not in Paris. He's really waiting. He's in Philly for the Royal Rumble. And I was like, I'm not.
No.
I am in Paris. Then, fast forward to after the Royal Rumble. Why weren't you in the Royal Rumble? We're so disappointed. We thought you were... I'm in Paris. I said I'm in Paris.
Yes.
And this weekend, everyone's still convinced that this whole April 8th show at Wally's.
At Wally's,
at Hampton Beach is a big facade.
Which, if it was, I would like to know.
Yeah.
Because I'm working that night. So, I mean.
Well, it's just an empty field. So you'll just be hanging around there for 19 hours.
I grew up in the countryside, so that's fine.
It's not too bad. So I will. We do have a show. And let's say one more thing.
Right.
We do have a show at Wally's in Hampton Beach.
We do.
And there was a show the day of, that show was booked the day of WrestleMania, obviously. And I said, listen, the show wasn't doing good. And I said to our booking agent, you know, that's the same day as WrestleMania. And he said, well, I think at this point you have a lot of fans that aren't wrestling fans. I said, agreed. But there's a lot of fans that are. Why are we making them choose?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do a matinee show. We finish up, shower off, then we go watch WrestleMania with the fine people of Hampton Beach and surrounding areas. And that's what we're doing. So the show starts, I believe we're going on at like 4:30 or 4:45. We're done at 6 o'clock. WrestleMania starts at 7. We'll be there. Come on down.
I think it's a good deal.
It's a good deal.
It's maybe the best deal. If you aren't able to go to New Orleans, why wouldn't you come to this?
How often do you get a chance to watch WrestleMania with a six-time world champion and Jack Slade?
Never.
I mean, the man is a stage manager for Fozzy. He is a great rock and roll drummer. And...
Second generation podcast guest.
Second generation podcast, which is great as well. And also, one of the only humans that can cause his own lung to blow up just by standing.
Right. It's a talent.
Very talented. Very talented. Thank you. So we'll see you there. And the show begins. We don't know the exact order. We're just going to go through the matches. Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Okay. So Andre the Giant, he was a big man.
He was a giant, actually.
He was a giant man.
It wasn't just a catchy name.
No, it wasn't. It was fitting for the man. So far, the only wrestlers that have been announced for this, for the Battle Royal, are Dolph Ziggler, Matt Hardy, The Revival, Mojo Rawley, Baron Corbin, Goldust, Ty Dillinger, and Breezango.
Okay. Well, let me just say a couple things. First of all, WrestleMania is always... comprised every year of the matches that are designated to be the show stealers. That's category one.
Right.
For example, we'll get all these matches, but AJ Styles versus Nakamura, for example.
Of course.
That's one example. Then there's the attraction matches, which are the matches that aren't supposed to be great. They're just supposed to get a lot of eyeballs on them, get a lot of interest, a.k.a. Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie.
Exactly.
Then there's the other matches that are designated just to get everybody on the show because Vince feels very obligated to put everybody in the show who works all year long. So pretty much if you're not on the WrestleMania card, then you really are.
Does that include a pre-show as well?
Everything.
Right. Okay. Right. There we go then.
Because in this day and age, there's really no pre-show because it's all on the WWE Network anyway.
Exactly. Right? $9.99 per month.
You can buy it now.
You can.
At WWE Network.com. Is that WWE Network?
That's right, yeah.
Maybe probably WWE Network.
It is WWE Network.com.
And WWE.com. WWE.com?
WWE.com.
WWE.com. You can get it too.
It's my favorite site.
You can get it there. You can pirate it, which is a lot of people do that. But we don't suggest
Let's not
that.
Do that.
Okay.
No, because otherwise you could get in trouble.
Yeah, we don't want that.
No.
We don't want our fine listeners to get
let's
in trouble.
Let's not condone that.
So we don't know, like you said, we don't know exactly who's all in it. But let's pretend that the Andre the Giant Battle Royal was only 10 guys in it. I mean, how many people supposed to 20 guys?
I would say it's got to be 20.
Yeah, it's got to be 20.
It must be. Otherwise, what's the point of having a Battle Royal?
I mean, you know, if Bruno
Mars?
Harvey Will, if Bruno Mars is there, they'll probably stick him in it, which would be fine.
Or, Whippleman?
Whippleman?
Who people think I am. Have you noticed that?
I did not notice that.
So whenever you tag me in a picture, I get two comments.
Okay.
Three... Anyway, the main two, Neville.
Yeah, Neville, which is great. About the size of one of Neville's, like, toes.
Exactly.
His toes are muscular.
I'm a very skinny guy. Yeah, it's either Neville or Harvey Whippleman. I'm not sure how to feel about that.
Well, I'm not sure. Well, Neville's a big guy.
I prefer Neville to Whippleman.
But Neville's got some really big ears. You don't have big ears.
No, but I think it's when I wear a hat and it pushes
them down.
Yeah,
with the Whippleman?
I
glasses
downtown Bruno Hat and glasses. It must be.
Glasses, yeah.
That's got to be. Anyway, I digress. Sorry.
So don't, please. Keep an eye out for Jack, who looks a little bit like Neville. Nothing like Bruno. So out of the 10 entrants, who would you choose? We know there's going to be more, but we got Wilder, Dawson, Corbin, Raleigh, Dillinger, Hardy, Ziggler, Fandango, Tyler Breeze, Goldust, and you know Bray Wyatt's going to be in it too because he's in a program with Matt Hardy.
Right.
So do they waste Jeff Hardy in it as well?
Well,
and what about Elias?
It's interesting because I think that they would put... Okay. I think they're going to put Jeff in it as well.
Wow.
I don't know why, if he's cleared. I mean, hey.
Okay.
You know, because he was injured for a bit.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I have no inside information at all. Right. If I were to do, I would actually, if it's not Ziggler, because he needs something.
Mm.
Personally, I feel he needs something. If it's not Ziggler, then I don't know. Out of the people that have been listed so far, who actually needs it? I don't know.
You think Ziggler needs something because they never really do much with him as far as...
I think so as well, you know, and
I think there's a lot more to offer Ziggler has.
I believe so.
Than what he's getting. Agreed.
I believe so.
Yeah.
If it's not that, then you know, at least maybe someone from NXT and bring him up and actually...
Like they did with Corbin a couple years
exactly
ago.
That, yeah.
I'm going to say that just by judging, and we can't, you know, we can try and guess... But out of the guys that are in there, and I'm going to say Wyatt is in there too, I'm going to say they're going to give it to Matt Hardy or Wyatt.
Okay.
Because those are the two biggest names in this. And obviously, you know, this is one thing when people say to you, like, are you coming back for WrestleMania? I'm like, what would I do? Like, if I'm lying and Wally's is one big conspiracy.
Yes.
What am I going to be doing on the show? Like coming back in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, like that's not a good place to be. Like nothing against anybody, but if you're delegated to that, it means you have no stories, and I need stories. So Matt and Bray have a story. So I'm going to say out of all these people, one of those two are going to win, and I'll say Matt just for the shits and giggles.
The Mower of Lawns.
What?
He has a new T-shirt out from Ultimate Deletion, sitting on a lawnmower. He is now the Mower of Lawns.
Of him sitting on a mower?
Yeah. Let me get it up. I'll, you know. Is it going to sell?
Draw a lot of sales there? Or is it going to draw more than the Moppy t-shirt? That was probably the worst.
I still think one of the best was the Thwith Thyborg t-shirts. Thwith Thyborg. Thithara.
They didn't make those.
I have one.
Yeah,
they made them.
You got a Thwith Thyborg?
I got a Thwith Thyborg t-shirt. I probably got it in my bag in the
back. Jack Flade got a Thwith Thyborg t-shirt. Where did you get one of those?
Shop.wwe.com.
Okay. That's where you can also... Oh, my God. I have to see a... Oh, that's preposterous. He's actually sitting on... Oh, that's terrible. It looks like a picture that some guy in high school made it. He's, like, sitting actually on the lawnmower. Oh, that's great. Let me see what the Thwith... I don't even know how to do this. Thwith
Thyborg?
I know this is riveting radio, guys. We got some big revelation. We do have some information that's going to be coming up involving my involvement in WrestleMania. So if you listen, oh my gosh, there it is. Actually am looking right now at a Cesaro Thwith Thyborg. I want to know right now, with the picture they got here.
Who cleared it?
Who cleared it? It even says Cesaro on the back.
It's one of the best shirts I've ever seen in my
life. It's terrible. Who's going to buy that?
Me.
If anybody out there besides Jack Slade has a Thwith Thyborg t-shirt, I would like you to report to the Talk is Jericho principal's office immediately so we can move on with this. Okay, so let's go to the, I'm going to say that then there's the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal, which led a lot of controversy at first when it was named after the Fabulous Moolah.
Correct.
Jack?
Now, this is an interesting one to me, and I missed a lot of the controversy, but I believe it is something to do with Moolah. The way I had it described to me, and I might be wrong, is something to do with a female wrestling pimp.
Something along those lines.
Is that a fair way of saying it?
Yeah, not a kind of a ripping people off. And
right.
I don't really know. I wasn't a women's wrestler in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, so were you not?
No.
Oh.
Once again.
Right.
People always think that I'm like, you know, Donna Kristen Tello, and I'm not. They always say that.
And now we know.
I probably could have thought of a better example, but is there any other 70s? Everyone thought that I was always Peggy Lee Leather, and I'm not.
Oh.
I'm just telling you that. It's not me. So,
Swerve.
So there was the Fabulous Moolah. They took that away. I actually texted Vince and said you should call it the Sensational Invitational, and name it after Sherry Martel.
That's brilliant.
Is that good?
Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
He sent me a THX back.
Thanks.
Yeah. So in other words, keep your mouth shut, you fucking idiot. Let me handle the hard work. In this one, Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, Naomi, Natalya, Ruby Riott, Sarah Logan, Bailey, Lana, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, and Mickie James. I mean, come on. What's your prediction on that?
Okay. This is actually a really hard one to predict because they've actually built the women's division very well.
Yes.
I feel. You know, and I think a lot of people feel that way as well.
Yeah.
I think there's probably going to be a surprise. I mean,
who do you think? Oh, some NXTers or
maybe, but I don't know. I mean,
but they brought them all back for the Women's Royal Rumble, like Trish Stratus and Lita and Kelly, and
true.
They can bring them all back again.
Yeah, but what would be the point in that? I think it would have to be a fresh face. I'm a big fan of I'm sorry for pronouncing it wrong, but Kari Sane,
yeah, Japanese, you know, chick, yeah.
I think she's great. Okay. And that elbow drop is lethal. I mean, hey.
Ooh. Hey.
Hey.
You looking for a little elbow drop there?
A little bit.
Looking for a little Sane elbow drop. So you think they might debut her?
Well, it would make sense because... but it wouldn't at the same time, and they haven't done a whole lot with her right now. But apart from the tournament, but why wouldn't they just
maybe,
you know?
But the thing is, if they're gonna have her, like Corbin did that a few years ago,
yeah.
But if they're gonna have her win, then she's gonna be on the roster. They might need her.
True.
You know.
So I mean, okay. So Bayley and Sasha Banks have been, you know, getting each other's.
They must be so mad.
They must be so mad
that they're in the battle royal. Well, once again, hey, listen. Like we said, every match is important. Everyone's a winner. This could be a main event. Every match on this card could be a main event anywhere in the country. But for them to be in the battle royal, especially Sasha Banks, I bet you she's not happy.
I, if you want my honest opinion, it's gonna come down to Banks or Bayley.
I agree. And that's the money there.
Yeah.
So I think they might have some specials, but it's going to be Banks and Bayley. And I'm going to say Bayley's going to get a chance.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah?
I'm with you on that.
All right.
Yeah, Bayley.
Jack and Jericho. Jack Jericho, if you will. Jackico.
That's great.
That's not bad, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Jackico says that...
it's taken us 7 years to come up with that.
Bayley should win. My best friend of 10 years. All right. So, Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali.
Now, this is where I think it gets interesting because they've been building Cedric off and on for a while now. But I've noticed, and I've actually written some notes here.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You had two sides of blank paper.
Well, no, they weren't the notes. They were the pages I should have written on. But hold on. I believe, now, maybe this is me looking too deep into it, but Mustafa Ali has been popping up in the odd backstage skit, odd Instagram skit, and I have a feeling, I have a feeling that they, you know, they've been making fun of, not making fun of, but they've been pointing at his abs. I think that is a thing.
What's that, Mustafa Ali?
Yes.
He has abs or does not have abs?
No, he has abs.
Oh, he does? Doesn't he wear like a bodysuit?
Yeah, it's got like a thing.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's got like fake abs on it? Are there real abs?
Well, I'm sure he has abs.
Oh,
like somewhere. I mean, we kind of all do. We need them to have this, you know, stand up.
Well, yeah, or unless you're gonna blow your lung out. Like you.
Right?
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe you don't have abs, which is why you blew your lung out.
Well, maybe. Maybe. I mean,
so, but what you're saying is Mustafa has abs that they're showing, or?
I mean, let's forget about the abs. But okay. My whole thing is that he's been popping up every now and again in the old skit.
Yes.
And I believe that is for a reason, and that they're trying to. I'm going to cut to the chase right here. I think it's going to go to Ali because I think Cedric is the obvious choice.
Okay. And it's kind of like, remember at first they were kind of bugging him because he was Mustafa Ali, but it's like he's not a. I want to say this in a bad way, but like not like a insurgent. You know, like kind of like
not everyone with that name is exactly is
like
yes.
a, you know of a terrorist persuasion or whatever. So, and I think he's actually his. You know, I'll be honest with you, his finish blows my mind. I still don't know how the hell he does it. If anyone, you're gonna have to listen. I'm not gonna try to explain it. Google Mustafa Ali's finish. It might be the most impressive finisher in the company right now.
He's quite a talented individual.
Yeah,
I could not do that.
Okay. Well, but you can't physically do it.
I can't. That's not the story. Maybe we'll get into this.
We should probably tell us.
We should.
Then.
Okay. Yeah.
But well, we should probably tell it right now. So we went to once again, ladies and gentlemen. You want a good WrestleMania preview? There's 10,000 of them online. You want Jacko's preview? This is it.
Yeah.
We went to Vienna, Australia. Vienna, Australia. Vienna, Austria.
It was.
Outside of Vienna, we had a day off, and there was a natural water park.
It was very natural. Very wet.
Called, good call. It was called Area 54?
No, it was Area 47.
Oh, okay.
Again, with the numbers close.
Seven off. Yeah. So we were, I'll tell a little bit, and then you can continue.
Yep.
So there's a, this water park would not be allowed in the States because it's a lawsuit waiting to happen. This all across the board, but this rampway that you go on and you ride a little sled like you're snow like you're on a snow hill, and you put your legs up on it and you go right down on this sled holding this hand, and it takes you so steeply down and then hits a lip and takes you straight up in the air, and you go 30 feet in the air. And that's not exaggeration.
No, it's not at all. It's really not at all. That's and not a wrestling exaggeration. No. You know, it's legit.
And you have to toss your little skidoo apparatus away because it might land on your head. I mean, when you're wearing a full wetsuit and a helmet, what kind of water slide parks in the States do you have to wear a helmet on? So anyways, we get our stuff on, and Jack, as we said, very skinny man.
Yeah, I look like a matchstick.
The giant head.
Giant red helmet.
Look like a black lollipop.
Yeah. Well.
So we walk up these steps, and I don't know, 100 steps?
It was about that. It must have been.
Continue.
So I walk up. I'm following Chris. He goes to the top. And at that point, I mean, I didn't say anything, but I already knew halfway up the steps I was not doing this. But I was still trying to show up and trying to act tough. At this point. And I could see in your face that you weren't sure about it.
Oh no, I was not sure at all.
No, so you went down, you went up, you know, you went down, went up the lip, go 30 feet in the air, and you just slam. And I'm like,
I landed like on the back of my head, like going straight up in the air, throwing the thing away, and coming straight down to the background. That's why you have to wear a helmet.
Yeah.
If you didn't wear a helmet, you'd be like dead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people think like, oh, okay, taking bumps, it's nothing.
It was terrifying. I'll be honest with you guys. I was terrified.
So I saw this go down, and I was next. I just said, nope. And I walked all the way back down.
But what did you tell me?
So I was like, oh, yeah. That was right. Before you went down, I was like, I can't do it. And you go, what do you mean I can't do it? So I can't physically do it. I couldn't move. I could not move. I'm scared of heights as it is. I could not move.
He was terrified. Listen, honestly, there was no cowardice on that day. You made the right decision.
Well, the only thing that actually made me feel a bit less of a man was I guess because of my size, I thought I was a kid. So I walked down the steps and I could hear these adults go, "Oh," as I walked back down the steps. And I'm like, I'm like 25 years old at that time or whatever it was, you know?
Oh, look at that poor little guy with the giant beard. All right, let's get to the main card here. It's a little bit out of order. I'm going to try and do what I might think is the order of the show. What the hell? Randy Orton versus Bobby Roode versus Jinder Mahal versus Rusev. Fatal four-way match for the WWE United States Championship, of which yours truly is a two-time United States Championship holder. So we got a fatal four-way. It might kick off the show.
It might, and I think it would be a very good way to kick off the show.
What do you think of this lineup, of this matchup, and who do you think is going
to
win?
So it's been a bit difficult to catch up with how Rusev was involved. I've got to be honest. Now, because the way I wrote the notes a week ago, Rusev was not involved.
Yeah, he had some kind of a match where if he won, he was involved and included, and that's why.
And if you... Rusev is over as hell right now.
Rusev Day.
Exactly. the fact that the chance is coming up in Ring of Honor shows, I mean, that says a lot.
I called this, I'm the Nostradamus of the WWE, and I always say that. But I called this maybe a year and a half ago. They were on my show, Lana and Rusev, and I was like, dude, you're going to be a huge babyface.
Oh, yeah.
Because as a guy, he's got that vibe. He's very ambition, funny, and he's not a typical tough guy. He's actually really, really goofy.
One of my favorite things as well, and I don't know whether you noticed this, was, I mean, this is maybe a year, 18 months ago, and there was some sort of beatdown happening after a match, and Rusev picked up one of the commentator's monitors and walked away with it. He just walked up the ramp, and there were pictures of him holding the monitor, and he goes, I am now the TV champion. And I was like, this guy's money. That's straight funny, away. Yeah, yeah, that's funny.
And that's
funny
just off
hell.
His top of his head.
Exactly. You know, so he's over as hell right now.
You know, you have heard or aware of the Thunderstruck drinking game.
I am well aware of this. Yes. Right. Yes.
And for all you playing along at home, you drink every time they say Thunder in AC/DC's Thunderstruck, which, of course, Jack's dad played on the original song.
This
if
is
you
correct.
Hear Thunderstruck, that's
this
with Chris Slade. So Rusev and Lana and a couple of the cast were the first people I said, I got this idea for a drinking game. And Braun Strowman, too. And Rusev dropped off out after like four. I'm like, what kind of a like Bulgarian
brute.
He can't even drink like anything. But
right.
Super funny. Loves Stephen King. He reads Stephen King books. I actually made a list of the top 10 Stephen King books that he has to make. That he has to read. I did that for him. So that's so there you go. So who do you think is going to win?
You know, honestly, if to me, it's down to Bobby Roode or Rusev, and I'm going to say Rusev.
I don't think Bobby Roode's really caught on. I mean, Orton is bulletproof, evergreen at this point. He's a modern day Chris Jericho. They can do anything they want.
He doesn't need to win.
Doesn't need to win. He's the champion. Bobby Roode has not caught on the way I thought he would. Jinder Mahal. Obviously, the world champion for a while when they were going into India, then pulled the plug on that. Jinder, I can never say anything bad. He overachieved like a mofo.
Hugely.
He did so much better than anyone ever expected.
Yeah.
But this right now is Rusev's time. Rusev
so.
Day. Yeah. So that we're agreeing that Rusev's going to win that one. Let's go to a singles match for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. Alexa Bliss, champion. Versus Nia Jax.
So what do you feel about this, Chris?
Well, it's a very... the word I'm looking for, and I know we're on radio, it's not an average matchup, or it's not a... Nia is huge. I've got a crush on Nia, by the way. I think she's...
Oh, no, Nia's gorgeous.
She's hilarious. She's gorgeous. But she's a big woman, and Alexa's very small. It's very deceiving.
Yes.
How, like, when you see her on the show and then see her in real life, like, she's small. She's maybe 5 foot tall. She's very tiny. Very cool person. Both of them are. I can't buy them in a match together without Nia just destroying her. Like, literally, she's the house, and Alexa Bliss is the Wicked Witch of the West, and she just falls on her. So you see her legs sticking out, and they roll up. Help me! So, yeah, I can't see it any other way other than Nia Jax winning, dominating and winning. And if they do it any other way, then it takes me out of the world of belief. Jack?
So I had a thought about this for the exact same reasons. And there is no other way that you can really think about it. The size difference, you know, how would it be believable?
Right.
Now, so the way I thought about this, in the, I can see a DQ finish here.
Ooh.
Personally. Okay. So I can see, after all of the verbal abuse of the last few weeks.
Kind of like a fat shaming type
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly
right?
That. You know, bullying, you know.
Bullying,
the whole, you know. So I think that it could be a case of that Nia just snaps. And it could be a case of not, you know, relinquishing a hold in a five count or, you know, something like that. I can see something. So I can see,
good
as,
call.
As good as Nia is in the whole, in that role, I still think that they're going to keep the title of Alexa.
Yeah, that's a good call. It gives her more heat.
Yeah.
It's also a very Vince-esque finish. When I did the thing with CM Punk in 2013, we did the whole thing about his alcoholic dad and all this stuff. And Vince was like at this point in the game, you guys can't just go out there and have a match. Like, he's going to be so mad at you. He goes, I want it to last 5 minutes, and Punk gets disqualified for not breaking in the corner. This is for WrestleMania.
Right.
And I'm like my mindset was like, oh, this is going to be a modern day Savage versus Steamboat. Vince's mindset was the angle's gone too far. You can't. And he was right, but we kind of, we worked something out. I can't remember what we did. I think we figured out, like, if Punk gets DQ'd, he loses the title. So that helps him not go too crazy. But it was that same vibe where, like, he wanted him to beat me up in the corner and not let go and get DQ'd. I'm like, that's a good finish for Poughkeepsie on a Sunday afternoon. But for WrestleMania,
you would think
we need a little bit more. So, okay. So you're saying by DQ, Alexa?
Yes. Okay. That's my gut feeling, right. Just because.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's good. Let's go to the Usos versus the New Day versus the Bludgeon Brothers. Oof. Triple threat tag team match for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championships. I'll take the lead on here first.
Okay.
I like all these teams. I like the Usos. Great chemistry. Third generation, of course. I like the New Day. Once again, the Nostradamus of wrestling, Chris Jericho, predicted they'd be huge baby faces when they were miscast as heels. And the Bludgeon Brothers, I love this kind of, like, some of you ever see the movies, like two serial killers that work together, like Freddy and Jason, but they're brothers. I would like to see a movie. Anybody out there, Eli Roth, I know you listen, make a movie with two giant, crazy backwoods serial killers that murder everybody. So I like this matchup. What do you think, Jack?
Now the first thing, and there's nothing to the match. I don't like the name Bludgeon Brothers.
Ooh, why is that?
I know it fits with a
280s.
Maybe.
Too cartoony.
But maybe you got to bring that back sometimes.
Well, I mean, I think the idea was they tried to. I think Harper got hurt. And I worked Harper when I came back in 2015 and just did house shows. I worked with Harper most of the time. And the other half, three guys actually, Harper, Neville, and Cesaro. With Thibault. And all of them are great. But Harper, if you have a bad match with Harper, you suck.
Right.
Because he's great. So I really think that they had a lot in mind for him. Then he got hurt. And then you know how things go. So I think they want to put him together and give him a new jazzed up gimmick with the Bludgeon Brothers.
I think the idea is great. I mean, him and Roman is perfect. But it's just the name.
Well, okay, it's pretty cheesy. But I like them together in this more of like a killer type serial killer role. Well, the Usos are the champions. Who do you think is going to win this?
Is there any other way to do it but have the Bludgeon Brothers win?
I think they have to win.
They have to.
Yeah. Good call. See, that's why, like, you're on the outside looking at them, and they're looking out. We have the same.
You know, it makes me feel better about my opinion, to be honest.
No one's ever cared about your opinion before.
No one's ever cared about my opinion, but, you know, it's nice to have one, at least.
So we're going to say the Bludgeon Brothers is going to take it.
Yeah.
And I think if it was me, and once again, this is not a match that's designated to steal the show. They're going to get 15 minutes plus entrances. Mm-hmm. The entrance is like 700 feet to get there. So I'm going to say that the Bludgeon Brothers, if I was booking, I'd say, listen, guys, I love you, Usos. I love you, New Day. You guys sell a lot of pancakes.
I mean, who doesn't love pancakes?
And bootios, all that stuff. But this is the Bludgeon Brothers night. They're going to destroy the both of you in 3 minutes, and we'll move on from there.
Just to touch on that as well, as a fan, I think a lot of people won't like that if it happens. Now, we don't know this.
Well, that's right. But why I said sometimes, like, you know, you give the fans what they want. And other times, we know what's best. And we are pushing the Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah.
We want to make them something, and that's what's going
to
happen.
I think that's the only way to do it.
I agree. And let's go over now to Charlotte Flair versus Asuka. The undefeated Asuka. Charlotte Flair is the champ. Asuka's the challenger. Asuka's never lost, Jack.
That's correct. And I've never made reference to this in my notes.
Printing is really nice, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, thanks, because I can't read it.
Should I read one of your notes?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
Go, say it on my accent.
Okay. I don't know, this is quite confused. Charlotte Flair versus Asuka. Don't really understand why Charlotte has last name, but Asuka doesn't. It kind of confused me. Got a huge amount to say about this one. Should be a good match, though, because I've got a good attitude about it. Prediction, Asuka. It would make zero sense to have an undefeated streak end here. surely there's a, look at this. I found a doll on the floor. There's only one way to go with tons of oomph. I don't see Charlotte being hurt by losing to Asuka at all.
Now, wait, did I write that?
Wait, that's what you wrote?
I don't remember that. Anyway.
Were you drunk when you were on that?
No, I was. I was on the plane. Yeah, okay. I really was. So
I like the fact you did research for. That's cool.
Oh, I had to prep and stuff.
You're taking it seriously.
Absolutely. I mean, as bad as this is, all great, depending on how you look at it. But no, seriously.
I'm going to call this the worst/best WrestleMania preview ever. Oh. If we can even send it out tonight, it's 1:30. All the freaking Wi-Fi is closed. But listen, by hook or by crook, we'll get it there. Charlotte versus Asuka, read your notes. Yeah, do you care to elaborate?
There's not really much elaboration to go through apart from what other way can you go besides have Asuka win?
Well, here's the thing, especially when they're putting so much stock into Ronda Rousey, as they should. Asuka's undefeated. No reason for her to not win the championship. Asuka wins the championship. She keeps it for a year. Next year at WrestleMania, guess who's much more prepared to be a pro wrestler, much more acclimated to the scene as a female wrestler?
Oh, Ronda.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Asuka versus Ronda. Here's my prediction. I'll go even further.
Okay.
WrestleMania 35, Asuka versus Ronda Rousey for the championship.
Perfect.
She's going to win here and keep it for a year.
It makes sense.
We're smart.
We are.
We should be booking there.
You know,
we should.
Should we?
You know, well, we could.
Let's do it.
We should make some. You know, what you guys need to do what? You guys need to tour with Metallica. Really? What a great idea!
It's a great idea.
Let me call Metallica. You guys need to write for the WWE. We're about to.
We are.
We are. Okay, so let's go to. Here's a little bit of a controversy.
Ooh.
Cesaro, the Thwith Cyborg. Can you back me up on that? What's his name?
Cesaro, the Thwith Cyborg.
Who we know has sold at least one of those shirts to the illustrious Jack Flade, sitting here right now with me. Cesaro and Sheamus, or if you're Del Rio, he's so stiff, that f***ing Sheamus, tag team match for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship. Well, Wikipedia, it's obvious it's a tag match. Cesaro. The Thwith Cyborg and Sheamus versus Braun Strowman and TBD. Now, we know tonight on Raw that he was told that he had to find a tag team partner. Went to the back, came out with his brother, Braun Strowman.
Right.
Who was smart. The twist was, guess who it really was?
Go ahead.
It was Braun Strowman.
Was it?
Yeah, pretending to be Braun Strowman.
Fantastic.
So he needs a new partner, which means there's going to be a surprise partner on Sunday. A, who do you think the partner is going to be? And B, what do you think the outcome of this match is going to be?
Can I go for B first?
Sure.
I think the only way to have this is Braun win.
Well, there you go.
There you go. A, you know who I think the partner is going to be?
Who?
And I might be way off, but Ellsworth.
Wow, the returning James Ellsworth.
I mean, why not? Everyone thinks it's going to be either you or Mysterio.
Okay, hold on. I can honestly tell you guys, I will not be Braun Strowman's guest partner at WrestleMania. And once again, reason A, they didn't ask me. Reason B, I would never do it. Mysterio could be okay. Ellsworth. There's a guy.
Well, think about it. Who made Ellsworth what he...
He did.
Right.
The first night I saw Ellsworth, when I thought he was some little kid, got the shit kicked out of him by Braun Strowman.
There you go.
Made him look great.
It would make perfect sense to me. And maybe I'm not the typical fan, but hey, that would make sense to me.
Well, you're not typical.
Well,
because
not,
you can make your lung explode at the wink of an eye.
Yep.
Or at the standing of a
not
body.
Anymore. It's now glued closed. But before, yes.
Oh, before.
You used to be
Wait,
able
but
to.
But you know the beauty of it is, though?
What's that?
You've got two lungs.
I do.
Yes. I think, and it's kind of a weird pairing, but I think Big Show will be Strowman's partner. They'll win the titles, and then Big Show will turn on Strowman in his 11,376 turn heel that Big Show's done. People accuse me of turning heel too much. Big Show, way more than me.
Yeah. No, that's true.
So I think they're going to win the titles, and then he will turn on Braun Strowman or Brain Strowman, depending
Brain,
who it is.
Brain Strowman.
Which will lead to the strange bedfellows matches, which Vince loves.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's my prediction. But things aren't looking good for the Thwith thigh plug. Fafano. Okay, as we get down, now we're getting to the main event. Well, let's do one more. The Miz versus Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. Triple threat match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. Or if you're Cesaro, the WWE Intercontinental Championship.
Now then, this is actually very interesting.
Prove it.
Well, I'm going to try.
Okay.
I haven't even said anything yet, but you know, see, suspense.
You don't have to, yes.
No, I know. Either way, it's going to be a good match.
Yeah.
There's no way it's not going to be a good match.
They had a killer match then in Raw, which you and I both read
about.
Well, yeah.
Which is
Balor versus Rollins. Apparently, according to the reports we read, had a teardown match.
Yeah. I mean, and why wouldn't they?
Well, great. Yeah. Good chemistry.
Exactly. Now, I don't see Miz retaining. Reason being, Daniel Bryan is now cleared. They've been building this for, what,
good point.
However many years
right.
now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, why wouldn't, you know, they, but what, where are they going to do it? I don't know. Mania next year? I don't know if it's going to be a slow build, whatever. Anyway.
Well, yeah, but Bryan has to work with someone. Miz has to work with someone.
Exactly.
And they don't need a title involved.
Exactly. They don't. They don't. That's my Japanese coming out.
Or kind of an Aussie crazy. Go ahead.
Lost my train of thought there.
Oh, you said that you don't think Miz is going to retain?
I don't think so.
Who's going to win?
If it's me,
it is you.
It is me. I'm going to win.
No, you're not going to win. But if you said if it's
I'm not going to win.
No, but you said, well, you can't because you're not in the match.
I'm not.
But you said if it's me, which it is you, what would you choose?
Rollins.
Okay. Any reason for that?
Reason being, they have to try and build Balor back up after relinquishing the title, the Universal Championship.
It was like 2 years ago, right?
It was, yeah. But they never had the payoff in a way, really, you know, coming
I'm
back.
I'm really surprised they didn't do Finn Balor as the demon versus Kane as the demon.
Right.
You know, Kane's running for office, all the other stuff. Once again, it's an Alexa Bliss, Nia Jax. We got a huge guy and a little guy, but with the demon, he can beat Kane.
Yes.
And then becomes a threat to whoever. So, you know, so you're saying Rollins, Miz, Rollins, Balor. Okay, well then, I don't think Miz will retain either because I think that's a great way to go is Bryan versus Miz. So I'm going to go, you said Rollins?
I said Rollins.
You're just saying that because you're Kane, you're like Irish.
I'm not sure how to react to that.
You don't want the social media warriors on your side.
No.
So I'll take the Irish.
Okay.
The fighting Irish.
Fair enough.
I'll take it. So I take Balor, you take Rollins.
Okay.
Okay, so we move on to, we've gone through a lot of, this is like the top of the top now. So I will say the top three matches are Brock and Reigns, Styles and Nakamura, and the returning Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, right? Those are the top three.
Did we go through Ronda and Kurt?
Oh, we didn't do that. Let's do that now. Kurt Angle. Sorry. Thanks, man. I'm glad you're here.
No problem.
Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Seven-Man, the epitome of an attraction match here at WrestleMania. We're not expecting a great match. We're not going to get a great match, but we'll get a very entertaining segment featuring the new top star, if they get their druthers, which I always like that word, and Ronda Rousey, because they want to make female wrestling, women's wrestling, just as big as male wrestling.
Oh, why wouldn't they? I mean, you know.
Of course, because you know what? 50% of the world is men. The other 50% are?
Women. Did I get it right?
Bingo.
Thank you.
And there's a certain percent that are hermaphrodites, but we don't talk about
I mean,
that.
No, that's...
We'll work on that for the next year, the first hermaphrodite wrestling champion, because you know they're people too.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so let's go to the attraction of it. So obviously, in my opinion, Kurt and Triple H work most of the match. Stephanie and Ronda come in, exchange things, this, that, and the other thing. Outcome.
Final outcome.
Yeah.
Ronda and Kurt.
I mean, come on.
I mean, why else?
If there's any other finish other than Ronda breaking Stephanie's arm,
right?
I don't know anything about wrestling anymore.
Exactly. And I know nothing. The booking master that I am, there's no other way you can do it.
You put over Ronda huge, which they want to do. Stephanie now, for the next freaking 6 months, wears a cast, complains about a broken arm. You know the drill. The Bob Orton senior.
Exactly that.
Bob Orton Jr. from 1984 wore a cast for 3 freaking years. It gets over Ronda. It gets over Stephanie. It's what they want to do. Ronda's a killer. The armbar breaks arms. Then they go through a whole scenario where Ronda's armbar breaks arms down the line until next to WrestleMania when Ronda faces who?
Asuka.
Yeah, boy. There you go. This is pretty easy.
Yeah, I mean, we really should. This is
like an hour long ride on Vince's jet. We've got your whole next year planned.
Well, he's a fan of DC though, so I mean.
Chris Slade.
There you go. The connection.
Signed a drumskin to Vince McMahon.
He did.
And I gave it. Where were we when he did that?
That was London.
London?
Yeah.
I said, hey, can you do me a favor and sign a drumskin to Vince McMahon?
So at first. No, you know, I say at first. No, Dad knew exactly who Vince was because I've been a fan for.
Yeah, yeah. You know, this was London. We were in the bar in London when he passed out standing up.
Nice one, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did.
So, but he signed it. Of course, he knows who he is.
Oh, of course he knows.
But then I took it to Vince and said, "The drummer from AC/DC signed this to you." And he said, "Oh, this is so great! Thank you so much." And he put it down in his room, and I'm wondering, did he ever take it with him? Did he literally pack it in his case and take it back to his private jet and fly back from London to New York or Stanford, or was that personalized to Vince from Chris Slade, AC/DC drumhead? Left behind in the O2 arena.
Write in and tell us.
What's that?
Write.
Yeah.
Handwriting. Write in and tell us.
Well, who's going to know?
Well, I don't know.
If there's any cleaners that work at the O2.
If any cleaners can read Dad's handwriting, please let me know.
But no, the point is what there would be a drum head left in the dressing room where there wasn't. So if there's anybody that cleaned up, any dummy check dressing room people out there, if you're working the O2 on the night of whatever day it was,
yeah,
and you found an AC/DC drumhead signed by Chris Slade to Vince McMahon, let us know. If not, then, hey, Vince might have that in his house.
Vince might have it.
You know, we don't know.
Maybe it's part of the angle.
It's the anomaly of Vince. As we talk about AC/DC, can we quickly segue to the night that Jack Slade, Chris Jericho, and Paul Heyman went to see AC/DC in Madison Square Garden? Quick segue.
That's a motley crew right there.
not even literally, figuratively.
Yeah.
Paul shows up to the hotel bar to come with us, and he's like, Jack Slade's my best friend. I love Jack Slade. And then how did you know Jack Slade? How do you know you?
Twitter.
Did you talk to him on Twitter?
Yeah, no, we know we spoke on Twitter.
Did you DM him?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How did he find you?
Mutual friends.
Okay. Was one of them Candice LeRae?
No.
Okay.
No. Although, actually, last year, my birthday is September 17th.
I remember that, which, by the way, is my mom's birthday.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
I remember that. Everything she told me. That, yeah. So he sent me a Facebook message saying, "Happy birthday, you wild animal."
Paul Heyman did
on Facebook,
because he was super. I love Jack Slade.
Ever since that night in New York, I mean, I don't know what I put in the water.
So listen, what me and Jack are hanging out, we've hung out many years. Paul Heyman shows up. I've never hung out with Paul Heyman in my life.
How was that for you?
A little weird.
Was it?
He showed up in a full suit.
It was three-piece suit.
Paul Heyman went to the AC/DC concert at Madison Square Garden in a full three-piece suit. A little socially awkward. Didn't really talk to any of our other friends, including Anthrax. Or Norman Reedus from Walking Dead. And then we're watching the show, and I'm like, you know, you're dressed like you're dressed. Cool, I got my shit on, you're rocking out. And Paul Heyman's in a three-piece freaking...
Just, first of all, thanks for saying I'm cool.
Well, you got a vibe.
I got a vibe.
Yeah. I don't know if it's... I'm going to say it's cool for me.
Thanks, man.
But we're in this... So, quickly tell the story with my nemesis that I met in the row that we were in.
Oh, yeah. So, this is interesting. So, this is now maybe halfway through the concert. And all of a sudden, Chris is just berating someone down the row. And Heyman and I look at each other like, oh, something's about to go down.
It's going to be a fight.
Yeah. Oh, we were convinced. So all of a sudden, Chris now goes down the row, and then Heyman gives me a nod, and we're like, all right, we better follow. So we go to the end of this row in the garden, and all of a sudden, we're like, you know, we now see you laughing and joking, and it's because you've been flipping off Bubba Dudley for the past 5 minutes, and we've followed you, and now Heyman and I are now just here. Like, oh, that's just Bubba. It's fine.
Was it Bubba with his girl?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, yeah, go yes, name is Bubba Dudley. So you want a Motley Crue, Jack Slade, Chris Jericho, Paul Heyman in a three-piece suit, Velvet Sky, and mm-hmm. Bubba Ray Dudley watching ACDC in Madison Square Garden with Jack's dad on drums and Axl Rose on vocals.
Axl Rose on vocals, exactly.
It was a crazy night. So,
the same night after you split, I was at the bar with Axl.
Yeah, well, thanks. That was Paulie's
fault. I had to throw that in there.
As we continue on, getting down to the nittiest of grittiest, Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon, who apparently is hurt.
Yeah, apparently it's diverticulitis.
And infection and hernia.
Which so, is, I mean, what are you going
to
do?
Apparently it's not going to be. Apparently that's where I'm supposed to be.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, yeah. So as well as being Strowman's partner, you're also going to be Daniel Bryan's partner.
Either or both.
Or both.
I might show up as Brain Strowman. I might show up as Daniel McBride.
And why wouldn't you?
Might as well. Might as well jump, as they said. So Daniel McBride, but let's say Shane McMahon can actually wrestle. Like they always have said the whole time. And there's no reason to think he's not going to be there, because he's going to be there. He's Shane McMahon. He jumps off cages.
Yeah.
He's going to be there.
He is going to be there.
This is the culmination of months of an angle where Kevin Owens, my former best friend, and Sami Zayn are plotting against Shane McMahon and Daniel McBride would be a great.
Wow.
My name is Daniel McBride. And yet, after 3 years, Daniel Bryan gets clear.
With Thyborg.
So he's been cleared, Jack. So,
he has been cleared.
Which is crazy. No one ever expected it.
This is the thing as well. Now, I mean, if you're going to actually have a real life angle become an angle in an angle, with an angle,
yeah, like a real life. Okay,
you know what I'm saying. You know, if I hope someone understands, if the only way that I can see this, okay,
lay it on me big time here.
So the stipulation is obviously if Owens and Zayn lose, they're fired. Which,
and we know that's not going to happen.
Exactly, it's not going to happen. But how are they going to make that? How are they going to make that happen? Because they have to make Daniel Bryan win in some way. They can't have his first.
No. Of course not. Yeah, you Daniel know what I mean? Bryan is going. Of course, Daniel Bryan is going to win. So, what's your point?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't have many points, but it's more that I think how I can't think unless they're going to do a brand switch. How are they going to get Owens and Zayn to lose?
Well, I mean, okay, no, but it has to be an angle because, like you said. There's no way in hell they're returning Daniel. Like, I know you want inside information, I'll give you some. And this is not a Vince McMahon verdict, it's the wrestling business. If a babyface can't make a show and you replace him with Jack Slade wins, because that's how it is. Daniel Bryan coming back against all odds for 3 years, there is zero.
There's no other way of doing it.
0% chance he's going to lose.
Right.
So he wins. And either Shane turns on him to lead to a Shane-Daniel Bryan match, which I can believe in. Mm-hmm. Shane turns on Daniel Bryan and goes, you know, go F yourself. And we're going to bring back these guys. And that's the way it goes. And blah, 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 FYA. So I think that it's going to be Shane and Daniel Bryan. Huge reaction. That place is... I would not want to go on after that.
No.
And I don't care who I am. I could be the next match that we're going to
say. You know, there's going to be a crazy high spot. I mean,
they don't even need a high spot. Like I said, the beauty of it is a guy like that coming back after 3 years, they can stand in the ring and read purified drinking water, 16 fluid ounces, 500 milliliters. And people would go, yes, 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 yes. That's all they're going to want to do. They don't have to do anything. So the point is, my prediction, Daniel Bryan beats Sami Zayn.
Yeah, I think so.
Shane Douglas comes down.
Shane Douglas comes down.
Taken away by security.
There you go.
Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan in the middle of the ring celebrating. Shane turns on Daniel for being a piece of crap. And Shane will fight Daniel Bryan SummerSlam?
Yeah. Now, most of the angles that are going to be sort of built up here, it's going to happen at SummerSlam. I mean, if it's not the Survivor Series...
Well, that SummerSlam's first.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
But that's what I mean. Like, if they're going to it's all SummerSlam booking, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, it's all SummerSlam.
So that's where we're going to go. You should check your watch.
I have messages come through. I have a watch that is smart, called a smartwatch.
You got a hot date coming in? We're in Cleveland at 1:30
in the
morning.
No, I have a girlfriend back home. I
mean, well, was she here?
No, that's why I said back home.
Oh, yes, a little quicker.
Well, you're my date on the road. I mean,
yeah, boy. Okay, so we got that all done. I think we're right on that. Let's get to the semi-main event, at least to this. AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura's. Who's this Shinsuke Nakamura's? Singles match for the WWE Championship. It's time for Shinsuke to show what he's got.
Absolutely.
I'm done with this bullshit.
Now, I have to throw something in here right quick. Is that a good action?
You just turned from Brighton, England to Albany, Georgia.
Thank you. Now, I'm not going to say the prediction straight away, but this is a dream match. But yes, the people that it's a dream match for, the majority, maybe not the majority, the minority, and I'm going to say this right away because I don't want you guys to ruin this match.
Just say it, man.
The people that yell, "Sweet!" after every two count, stop.
Oh, please.
Just stop.
Stop.
Like, just watch the match. I mean, you know.
Great call, man.
You with me on that?
Here's the thing. For people that don't know, Shinsuke was in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yes.
AJ Styles was the second leader of the Bullet Club. Here's something so funny. I say this all the time, too. The Bullet Club, the biggest merchandising machine outside of the WWE, started by Prince Devitt, a.k.a. Finn Balor.
Yep.
Taken over. His last day was AJ Styles' first day.
Exactly.
Took it over. His last day was Kenny Omega's first day. Took it over.
Yeah.
Now Kenny's out and Cody Rhodes is in. Took it over. If you can be the boss of the Bullet Club, you're going to be a main eventer. But listen, here's the thing. We do not want you guys to say, "Sweet!" after every move in this match. They've got nothing to do with it.
No.
It's WWE. Bullet Club is New Japan. Don't try and hijack the show.
Right. And guys, I am one of you.
Big time. We went to Pro Wrestling Tees. What kind of baseball cap did you get?
I got a Bullet Club cap.
There you go. Exactly.
Right. But
he's
one of you.
Trust me.
Thanks. But I don't yell "sweet" after every two count. Come on. No. Watch the match. This is going to be an amazing match.
And the thing is, here's what I love. Like Shinsuke, and it's like when Mysterio first came to WWE, or even like Sin Cara, which is not Mysterio. Mysterio's one of the greatest ever.
Who doesn't like trampolines?
They needed people to work with him. You need to know how to work with this guy. And Shinsuke's coming to WWE. He's got great charisma. We all know.
Shinsuke is so good.
Yeah, he's Freddie Mercury combined with Michael Jackson combined with Yoshiki. He knows what he's doing. But you need to find a guy that understands the concept of how to work.
Yes.
With this character and with this person. AJ and Shinsuke, if you want Meltzer match ratings, had a 5-star match a couple years ago in the Tokyo Dome. They are going to go out of their way to do the same thing at WrestleMania. Because what we talked about earlier, every match is a delegation. These ones are just group matches to get someone on the show. This is attraction. This one, Shinsuke versus AJ, is designated to be a show stealer.
Absolutely. There's no way that it's not going to be.
Who wins?
Who wins? Shinsuke.
Ooh.
AJ is not going to be hurt by losing this match.
Yeah, of course. Good call. That's right. So Shinsuke will be the first time ever Japanese WWE champion.
The amount of push that you can put behind that is huge.
Huge.
You know,
they want to crack the Japanese. You know, here's the thing, too. A lot of people say this. New Japan is making some inroads and says, listen, you can't compete with the WWE. We know that.
Right.
But I also know Vince McMahon. I'm sure there's a little bit of it's like, okay, New Japan sold out Long Beach Arena, sold out this, sold out that. Okay, let's put Shinsuke over the title and show that we also have great Japanese, American, et cetera, performers.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fact also as well, if you want to add to this, Shinsuke as well, you can tell he's been working on his promos.
Ooh.
Because that's a big thing as well that has been coming
through. You need promos.
You need promos.
You need promos? Like, yeah. Your promos are great.
Thank you.
Very good. At least in the back lounge of this bus they are.
Not on recording.
No, in the real world. In the real world. Bang,
you know, but... I'll call a promo. It's not a good promo.
All right, so here we go. Main event.
Right.
Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar.
I've dropped my notes.
With Jack Slade's close personal friend, Paul Heyman, as the advocate. Jack, what do you think? Take it away.
So where shall I start? Winner?
Wherever? What? No, don't start with winner.
Start with the winner?
No, don't start with the
don't
winner.
Don't start with the winner.
Start with... Oh, you know what?
Okay.
Dealer's choice. You're Paul Heyman's close personal friend. You start where you want to start. Tell us the winner if that's what you want to do.
So now here's the interesting thing. Before I wrote my notes, which I'm now going
to
toss out.
You went to a real sting thing. A year has passed since I wrote my notes.
A week has passed. Maybe not a year, but a week has passed. I got my voice is crackling.
We both got total falsetto. Wrote my notes.
We wrote my notes. Okay. Paul Heyman. Why did I say Paul Heyman?
Because he's your best buddy, according to...
Hey, we had a great Korean barbecue.
We did, after the show.
That was great.
Even though he totally... completely avoided the Brian Pillman podcast I wanted to do with him. And I'm saying it. I know he's listening, but don't worry about it. I get it. Continue.
Anyway, great barbecue. Now that I know that Paul will advocate a great barbecue, now here's the interesting thing that I see about this match. Now, okay. I didn't even think of this until I saw the whole internet rumblings. Now, there's a lot of people that are thinking that Heyman will turn on Lesnar to get Reigns over.
Okay.
And the more I thought about this, I'm thinking, I don't normally buy into the internet rumors.
Why should you?
Why should I?
A man of the world like yourself?
A man of the world, the booking capabilities that I have.
Jeez Louise.
You know what I mean?
So you don't usually buy into that shit?
No, it's not because I create the... No, I don't at all. The more I thought about this, the more it made sense. You know, people are booing Reigns for no reason. There's no reason
at
all.
Because they think it's the cool thing to do.
Right, but again, it's the whole thing
of
like... Hey,
I'm going on the record again. Roman Reigns is awesome. He's a great worker. He's a great baby face. He's a great guy. I would work with Roman Reigns 1,000 times in a row.
Exactly. So what reason is there to boo him?
Because they think it's cool. Same reason when they booed Cena for years, even though Cena had the best match on the show every night.
Which also, we need to add this in. Do we... Anyway.
No, add it in what?
Well, you know, Cena for the last few weeks has been challenging Taker.
That's good call. Wow, Jack Slade brings it out. We forgot about that. There might be a match of Undertaker versus John Cena because John Cena's been calling for it. Let's take a little detour.
Let's do that.
Chances are the match is going to happen.
I would say so.
Chances are that Vince didn't want Undertaker to waste an entrance on Raw.
Well, I mean, smoke costs money.
It does, and so do black trench coats.
Yes, they do.
So maybe there's only a couple left in the collection, and they can't waste them.
I mean, you know, there's a few.
So I think that knowing Vince, he's probably thinking, okay, people are going to buy this show either way, and the tease of Cena coming in week after week, where's Undertaker? No response. Where's Undertaker? No response. Everyone knows... even though they don't know that Undertaker's going to come out, and you get your big entrance and that sort of thing. Undertaker versus Cena, what do you think?
If anyone thinks that this match is not going to happen, the hell is wrong with you?
Well, no, then we've got some land to sell you. We got a bridge to sell you in Brighton. We own the Brighton Bridge.
We do. Yeah, no, we do. We bought that last time we played
the Concorde.
You want to buy the
Brighton Bridge? We'll sell it to you.
Yeah. Last time we played the Concorde 2, you bought the rights to the Brighton Bridge. I have no idea where the Brighton Bridge is.
It's expensive when we bought it. We're basically saying, listen, guys, from what I know and what Jack Slade knows, which is lots, 99% on my part, there will be Cena versus Undertaker. And to me, who's going to win? Jack, what do you think?
This is the interesting part. because neither needs a win.
I have a theory.
Okay, hit me.
Undertaker should not lose at WrestleMania ever again. The streak is done. He lost to Brock. He lost to Roman.
Yes.
He does not need to be losing to John Cena. Cena right now, he's about to become, I'm not going to say the next Rock, but listen, we know he's got blockers. He's a star. He's in Duke Nukem, and he's in the new Transformers. And Cena is going to lose, as he should, because at this point, if Undertaker is going to be effective as a performer, he should never lose again, ever. He lost his match, and he lost his other one to the heir apparent, to the prodigal son of Roman Reigns. After that, he should beat everybody if he's going to continue wrestling. My opinion: Taker beats Cena in a match filled with 1,000 false finishes.
I agree with you, except I'm going to say 999 false finishes.
Such a cad. Let's flip back over to Roman and Lesnar with your close personal friend, Paul Heyman, as the advocate.
Paulie.
Paulie, sure.
I mean,
Paulski.
Paulski.
Pauler. Paulito. Big Daddy Paul. So do you think that he's going to turn on Lesnar and go with Reigns? What do you think is going to happen in this?
So the more I thought about this, and again, I've been on tour with yourself and the rest of Fozzy. I have not kept up to date watching live. I've read everything. But the more I think about this, the more it makes sense. I don't see any other result but Reigns winning.
Well, that's been the plan for the last 2 years, right?
But people have been booing Reigns for no reason.
Well, because that's the cool thing to do. Yeah, they don't have
to. It's the cool thing to do. Like saying sweet after every two count. Like, who gives a damn? No one cares about that shit. But the people that are going to get behind Reigns if Heyman is involved are the same people that are booing Reigns right now. So if you're going to get Reigns to win the title, get Heyman involved, because all of a sudden they go, Heyman's involved. This guy's the greatest thing ever.
Well, let me say that. Well, it's the babyface?
No, heel.
Okay, here's what I think. Vince has decided that he wants Roman to be the top guy. Now, in this day and age, you don't need a top guy anymore. It went from, I don't know, freaking superstar begat Bob Backlund, begat Iron Sheik, begat Hogan, begat freaking Ultimate Warrior, to Bret Hart, to Shawn Michaels, to Cena, whatever, everybody in between. You guys know who you are. It doesn't matter. It's the brand name. It's WWE. It's the WWE Network. And I honestly think that Vince has decided that Roman needs to be the top guy and the face of the company. They don't need a face, but it doesn't matter. It's not our company. Vince feels that way. Roman is going to win,
whether
you like it or not, and he will never turn heel, just like Cena will never turn heel, because Cena sells too much merchandise and Roman is Vince's chosen one. And in Vince's mind, I know what's best, not Jack Slade, not Chris Jericho, not the Thwaiteth Thyborg, no one in between.
What
did I say?
Thwaiteth.
The Thwaiteth Thyborg with the Thwaiteth Thyborg.
Shout out to Hardcore
Superstar.
Coming
through in the Thumb of Slam. So my opinion is that Roman wins, and Brock goes to UFC.
Goodbye,
Brock.
Right, and that's the thing as well. Roman's winning. Does Brock go to UFC?
I don't know.
More than likely, probably.
What does Heyman do then?
This is why.
Where's Suits to AC/DC concerts?
Yes.
Imagine if Heyman became the TM for AC/DC.
Oh, that'd be the greatest thing ever.
Would it really?
No, but you know, we go to Korean barbecue.
What does Heyman do, though?
But this is why it's interesting to me, because, I mean, Reigns, and I have no problem with Reigns. I'm not one of those guys, I have no problem with Roman Reigns at all. But he needs someone with that. When every time Heyman cuts a promo, think about it. He's meant to be a heel, but I mean, he's a face.
That's the problem, though. Do they need listen, if I'm a heel, no one's ever going to cheer me. And not that Heyman knows what he's doing, obviously. But Brock, here's what I would say. Brock is a giant killer who beats the shit out of guys and wins.
Yeah.
What's the hate about that?
But that's why you need someone like Heyman to actually make people go, oh, by the
but
way.
But Heyman's so good at what he does.
I know. That's
so Roman wins, Brock goes to UFC, Heyman then becomes the manager of
Rockstar Spud.
Heyman and Rockstar Spud, there you go.
Can you imagine?
You know what? Can I be honest with you? I've never seen one Rockstar Spud match or segment ever. So it could be. But bottom line, we both agree that Roman Reigns will win.
There's no doubt.
Do you think Brock's going to UFC or not?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What does Heyman do? Ronda Rousey?
Hey, that'd be great because, I mean, maybe he'd be able to say, don't wear that red eyeliner.
Oh, that was terrible.
I'm sorry.
Guys, sorry. We're not trying to be jerks, but the eyeliner Ronda was wearing in that Raw performance last week, whatever.
It was last week, yeah.
Do not ever wear that again.
Understand it. This is what I thought about afterwards. Like, they're doing the whole, the rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, because Piper was apparently her mentor.
Exactly. So, like, you know,
if he wasn't, he is now.
Exactly. You know, jacket. I wear jackets.
I have a jacket right
now.
You
have a jacket as well. Did
I'm wearing a jacket.
Are you?
I'm wearing a hoodie.
I can see it. No, well, no, it's a jacket.
But they can't see it.
No, but I can see it.
Okay.
It has lights.
Which you're in charge of. So, last question as we end this monstrosity of a horrible WrestleMania preview. Last question, Jack Slade.
Right.
What's going to be the show stealer of WrestleMania 34?
It's going to be obvious. AJ Nakamura.
Shinsuke? Yeah. I have to be a contrarian just because I'm not you.
Okay.
It's hard to even think. Listen, if AJ and Shinsuke are given time, which is always the problem.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say AJ or Shinsuke, but if I have to, gun to head, other one.
Okay.
Cena versus Undertaker.
That's fair.
Right?
That's fair.
Because you got two giants in the business. WrestleMania 34, it's going to be a great time. Get your tickets now. WWE.com, go on the network, buy the pay-per-view, pay the $9.99.
Network.
Network it. Thanks to Jack Slate, Fozzie's stage manager, production manager, and all around a good egg.
I mean, yeah, I like eggs as well.
Good. Thanks for helping out for the WrestleMania preview. We did do that last night when we had a couple boys.
There were a few involved.
I think as we got to the end of the show, hopefully we were still intelligible.
I think that was the case, but I mean...
We tried to track this intro last night too, and it didn't work out very well. We got pretty messed up, so that's why we had to retrack it today. But we're here, sober as a judge, and excited to watch WrestleMania. We're going to be actually watching WrestleMania April 8th.
We are.
In Hampton Beach.
We are.
We're going to do an early show, and then we're going to stay and watch WrestleMania with all the fine patrons who come to Wally's. If you see Jack, he's the skinny Englishman with glasses and a hat.
You can't miss me.
Well, you usually wear the monster hat, or
monster are our friends, so I like to represent, so they can see what's up.
As we wind down on this tour, what's been some of your favorite moments?
Favorite moments, probably the podcast. I think we did a good job.
We did,
you
got us something to wrestle with, a hat from Bruce Pritchard.
Pritchard, yeah, that was I've forgotten where that was. Nice.
It was way back in Houston.
It was,
Stevie Ray was there. Bruce Pritchard was there.
Yep.
You met Sammy Callahan on this tour.
Sammy Callahan, Jimmy Jacobs turned up.
Jimmy Jacobs,
Chicago,
that's right.
Chicago, yeah.
Dudes from Asking Alexandria came to our shows.
That's true. Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
And we've had a star-studded lineup of gentlemen.
Been more guests than I thought would come because I didn't think anyone liked us.
Personally.
But just personally. Yeah, I mean, the band, everyone loves the band.
Yeah,
it's not personally, that. Personally, no one likes
it's
it.
It's just basically us here in this bubble.
Yeah.
But that's why I have you with me here.
I understand now. I appreciate that.
People love accents.
Yeah, that's it. I can really insult people and they think I'm joking. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
but you're really not.
I'm really not.
You say it with a goofy smile.
Exactly.
So if you see Jack at Wally's in New Hampshire, Hampton Beach this Sunday, come up and say hi. Once again, we're going to play at Wally's earlier show. I think we go on around 4. Then we watch WrestleMania with all of you after the show. It's going to be a great time. Sunday night in Hampton Beach. But April 4th, Fozzy's bringing the rock to Clifton Park, New York. And tomorrow night, we're playing at the Gramercy Theater in New York. It's almost sold out. This is no joke. This is not some kind of an exaggeration or a shill. If you guys are thinking about going to the Gramercy, buy your tickets now because this show is going to sell out. I'm telling you right now. April 6th in Philly at the Foundry, we're sold out there. April 7th, Portland, Maine at Aura, still tickets available. But guess what, Jack? All the VIPs for Clifton Park, New York, Philly, Portland, and Hampton Beach are all sold out.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so fantastic. So, you know,
there you go.
If you guys, we're going to have a good time.
If you watch the Fozzy Instagram stories, Jack films those.
I do those, yeah. Yeah.
You do a very good
job. I'm a jack of all trades. That's not a pun intended, but it is also.
Either both sides of the coin. So get your tickets, last minute tickets for the Fozzy gigs. Go to FozzyRock.com and find all the information for the Fozzy gigs coming up. And don't forget, another big show added at April 19th in Fort Myers at the Buddha Lounge. You can go get your tickets for that at the FozzyRock.com as well. That's going to sell out. So FozzyRock.com for Fort Myers on April 19th. The 20th is Tampa for 98 Rock Fest. The 21st is in Orlando for Earth Day Birthday. 22nd, Charleston, South Carolina. Guess what the name of that show is called?
I don't know.
It's also called 98 Rock Fest.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, there's a 98 Rock Fest in Tampa.
That's why I wouldn't have guessed.
And a 98 Rock Fest in Charleston. So if you say I'm going to be at 98 Rock Fest, you have to be more specific.
More specific and the city you're going to be in. Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
And then the Words of Jericho is coming back to the UK in the spring. May 21st in Glasgow. May 22nd in Manchester. That one sold out in 7 hours. And May 23rd in London. Still standing room tickets available for Glasgow and London. Those are also going to sell out. Jack, any chance you can swing by one of those shows?
Oh, I'm sure I can. Yeah, yeah. Maybe London would be a good one to do. Yeah,
okay. Well, maybe we'll meet up in London then. Yeah. Get tickets at insidetheropes.co.uk. And of course, not too late to come hang with us on Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea. We set sail October 27th. Did we read all this stuff last night?
We did some of the Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea, or at least I said it because you forgot to say it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm glad we retract that. thanks to Stacey for suggesting it. As little as $150, you can hold your cabin, reserve your cabin at ChrisJerichoCruise.com. And once you book that cabin, Jack, your price includes everything. It's all-inclusive. All the concerts, comedy shows, live podcasts, meet and greets, autograph signings, includes your food as well. Only things you got to pay for on the ship, alcohol and gambling. If you don't do either of those things, if you're a teetotaler, everything is for free. And you'll be able to hang out with everybody, including me, because, listen, there's no fortress on this cruise ship. Yeah. It is a cruise ship, which means that everybody's going to be hanging around. Jack, the list of guests is incredible. You want to read them off to us right there. Jim Ross, Jerry the King Lawler.
SoCal Val is the special cruise director. We've got Mick Foley. Mick's daughter, Noelle Foley, has just been added to the lineup as well. She's going to do some hosting for us. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Rey Mysterio. The Keeping It 100 crew, so that's Conan, Disco Inferno, and Shane Helms.
That's the Hurricane.
There you go.
Beyond the Darkness will be telling some scary tales. That's Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis from one of the most popular podcasts in the world today, Scaring Your Pants Off. Who else is going to be there?
So we got Colt Cabana and Marty DeRosa, and they're doing their Unprofessional Wrestling podcast, which is going to be hilarious.
Quite funny. Don Callis and Paul Lazenby, Killing the Town will be there, live podcast. Raven will be there doing comedy. Brad Williams, Ron Funches, funny guys. Busted Open Radio is going to be joining the festivities. Here's a good one.
This is a good one. Corey Taylor, Slipknot and Stone Sour's frontman. He's just been added to the lineup as well. Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons. Or should I say bastard? How should I say that?
Say it the way you say it.
Bastard.
Bastard Sons.
Yeah. We got King, The Stir.
And also Dave Spivak Project, Spiwi. He's the guy that I said you were my best friend for 10 years, and he said he'd never heard
never
of you before.
Heard of me.
He'll be there playing some great music. His video for Get Out of My House is on YouTube now. Check it out. The Cherry Bombs will be there, the darlings of rock and roll. Shoot to Thrill, the world's best female AC/DC cover band.
There we go.
You know, and Jack's dad is in the world's best AC/DC band.
Band, yeah.
Because he's in AC/DC.
He's in AC/DC, yes.
So there you go. He's in the world's best AC/DC original band.
Yes.
The bald guy that you might have seen. Blizzard of Ozzy, the world's best Ozzy tribute band will be there. And of course, Fozzy will be playing three shows on tour. And the PS de Resistance, the Ring of Honor, Sea of Honor tournament will be aboard the ship. Matches happening in the middle of the ocean. And the winner of the Sea of Honor tournament gets a Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Championship shot in the future. Kenny Omega is going to be there. Who else will be there, Jack?
The Young Bucks will be there too.
Ooh, wow.
So will the villain Marty Scurll.
He's a fellow Englishman.
He is. Also once on Take Me Out.
He took you up?
No, he was on a dating show called Take Me Out back in the day.
With Rennie.
With Rennie
Carroll. Who sang backing vocals on a Fozzie show.
Exactly.
A Fozzie album. So I'll have to tell Marty that next time I see him. The Briscoe Brothers, Dalton Castle, Frankie Kazarian, Adam Page, Christopher Daniels, Jay Lethal, Delirious, The American Nightmare, Cody. Don't call him Rhodes.
No,
we might get in trouble for that.
Yeah,
Brandi Rhodes will be there. Diana Barrazzo will be there. I think I'm saying that right.
I believe so.
There's so many guys that are at it. I can't even remember all the names. Matt Taven. That's a guy.
Yeah.
He'll be there.
Cheeseburger.
Will be the
Flip Gordon.
Will be there as well. Lots and lots of people. Go to ChrisJerichoCruise.com for the entire lineup. You're not going to want to miss this. It is on a sellout pace. It's make history. Jack, you're going to go on the Rock and Wrestling Rager?
I will be there.
You're going to be there.
Good. I'll be there.
Perfect. Excellent. Remember, come up and say hi to him. He's a very nice guy. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
For the WrestleMania preview, we're going to watch it together on Sunday.
Yeah.
Come up and say hi to us. In between time on Friday, this guy. One of my favorite guests. You know why? Because all I have to do is say, it's Teddy Hart. And then an hour later say, thank you. And then he still talks and I have to literally shut it off. Teddy Hart, what a story. He said he spent time in jail, Jack. Yes, he spent time in jail. He just got out of jail.
Huh.
He's going to be at WrestleCon. And he's going to be there with Joey Janela, who has his spring break. Joey Janela's spring break, one of the big shows at WrestleMania weekend.
There we go.
That's going to be happening, I think, on April 6th. And to preview it, Joey Janela and Teddy Hart are going to be here. And boy, what a show that is. It's going to be a very good show. And it's going to be a great time for the rest of this Fozzie tour and a great time here with Jack Slate. So we thank you very much. Until then, in the meantime and in between time, stay hard, stay hungry, peace, love, and hugs, and a big yeah, boy. Jack, last word.
I'm just going to say, yeah, boy, as well, because I don't really have any more words.
That's all you need.
Perfect.